Welcome to the podcast Spotlight Yourself, your podcast to get visible in Helsinki, in Finland, or wherever you are in the world. I am Michaela, and by moving to Finland just on my own, I have found my self-confidence and courage to show myself and to speak up. That has definitely pushed my career to the next level, and now I want to help you to achieve the same, and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Hello, welcome back to our little series, the 6 steps to your dream job. And we have reached the final step, because the last step to really have a dream job is that you manage to integrate into your working environment, into your team, or into your company. So with the last 5 steps, or the last 5 episodes of this podcast, we have gone through the whole process, how to get there. And let me summarize that here briefly. So step 1 was to find your dream job, that you identify the right vacancies for you, that you find the right job offers that resonate with you, and jobs and positions where you really see yourself working and you're motivated to apply to them. Then step 2 was exactly about that, how to write an outstanding application to create you high chances that your preferred employer wants to get to know you and invites you to a job interview. And together with this episode, I have published a free ebook with my own applications or my own cover letters. So these are 4 real life examples with which in every case I got invited to a personal interview. So if you don't have the ebook yet, you can find a link to it in the show notes of episode 17 or also directly on my website michaela-kettner.coach. Then if you have written a great application and you get invited to a job interview, step 3 was how to master this. How do you prepare for this job interview, and what kind of questions you should expect, and how can you make sure that you master this successfully, although you will be nervous? If you have then mastered the interview or several rounds of interviews and the company wants to hire you, step 4 was about how to negotiate the offer they make. That you use the chance that the employer wants you also to address how you would like to have it, how you would like to have your working conditions and especially your salary. And this episode is also interesting for you if you're working in your job for quite a time already, but you want to renegotiate your salary. So how do you find the right arguments for this? If this is interesting for you, check out episode 18. Then step 5 on your way to your dream job was then finally the first workday. Because just the fact that you have gotten the position and the offer that you wanted does not automatically make it to your dream job. Because when you start working in this position, you create the first basis that you are happy in this job, ideally for the next years. So if you are yourself currently in one of these mentioned positions that I have listed here, and you have not heard a specific episode, I would really recommend you to do this. And now the 6th and last step on your way to your dream job is exactly about that. How do you continue in this position in which you have started working? How do you integrate into the work and into the team so that you create yourself the working environment that you have dreamed of? Because this is also your own responsibility. When you are at this point, you have already done many things right. You have found the company and the job position to which you fit in. You have noticed in the job interviews that you get along with the people, like your manager and the team members. Then you have gotten or negotiated an offer with which you are very satisfied. and also the first workday has went well and you feel confirmed that you are in the right place. But what you should now not do is just to lean back and rest on this. And I do not mean that you should not celebrate the success of having gotten a great professional opportunity. But if you want to make this your dream job, this is not just the responsibility of your boss or your colleagues or the team or the company that they create a nice working environment for you so that you love to go to work every day, because this is also what you can actively generate yourself. And I would guess that when you are in this position, that you got this new job and this new great opportunity, you are really motivated to do that, to create yourself a working environment that you love to work in every day. Because you have made the effort and invested a lot to go through the application and the recruitment process to make this successful and to get into this amazing professional opportunity for yourself. And I guess when being in the recruitment process, you have already visualized for yourself how it could be to work in this position. Based on what you have read about the company and what you have heard in the job interviews. And I'm sure that at this point in time, you already had an idea what would the concrete tasks and projects be about, with which people you would work together. And now that you finally got this job, I am pretty sure you want to make the most out of it to have a steep and fulfilling career here. So getting into a state where you wake up every morning and you look forward to your work and to the things that you do there and to the people you meet there and you work together with, and also to the working conditions that you have there and the purpose that you see in your work. Or at least for me personally, this is all how I would measure, so to speak, if I have my dream job. So that I look forward to my work and to the tasks and to the people, and I see a clear purpose. And this is the question you can always ask yourself as well. It is once again about the question, how would you like to have it? And especially with the circumstances that you have now, with this great basis of the opportunity to have started in a new exciting role, how can you create the most out of that? So it is about staying motivated and continuing to invest into learning all the skills and tasks that you need in this role. But most of all, that you invest into the relationships to your colleagues, to your team, and to the company in general. So what do I mean with investment here? Well, obviously not money, but what you should invest is time, attention, and empathy. And the return, so to speak, that you get out of this is that you get integrated into the company more and more, and that you also get attention and recognition from the people around you. So that means that you have to learn special skills more and more, and that you are becoming an expert in your field, and yet you are building up a network in your team or in your company or in your business sector that then others recognize you when you take a stand for the topic and the project you're working on. That you achieve the first small successes then after a couple of weeks, and then maybe also bigger successes after months or maybe after 1 or 2 years. And that you are valued for this. That you get more responsibility at work. And maybe you even get promoted. So I hope you see that this is still a journey. Or I would say this step number 6 as the last step to your dream job is not just a step, it is something that you can maybe even never complete. Because you are not getting a job and then you are there and you are happy and that's it. It is still a journey. And you can enjoy that. Because I think for all the important parts of your life, whether it is your health or your relationships or your job, it is all about continuous investments. So small steps day by day that we invest to make the most out of it. And nothing is just an event. It is all a journey. Like, for example, you don't go to the gym one time in your life, you do an intensive training and hope that you will be in shape for the rest of your life. So no, you know, if you want to get in shape, you have to invest some time in small workouts a couple of times per week and continue with this over months or years. And the result will not come overnight, but it's a transformation in small steps. And after a couple of weeks, you notice already that you feel a little bit different, that you feel better. And after some more months, there's then already something visible on your body and that motivates you to continue. And it's the same in a relationship. So after some nice years of being together, you may decide to get married. But it's not that you feel that the wedding day is the big event and you are done with all this. So no, or hopefully not at least, that relationship continues and you have to invest the same time and the same attention and the same love and understanding for your partner as before to be happy also for the next years and decades, and that you master the next step also together. Like, for example, having kids or whatever will come your way. And it's the same with your job. So starting in a great position is just the entry for the journey that starts now. And you invest time and attention to develop yourself further within the structure of the company that you have chosen as your employer of choice. And you should make this willingness to develop visible for others, for your team and for your colleagues. So that means that you show interest. That means that you are asking questions. That means that you think about things you have learned and also come back with critical questions or suggestions for improvements. That also means that you see the people at your workplace. That you understand who is working on what and especially how people are working on certain things. And that you accept the different personality types and characters that you find in your team and in your company. And that you are confident to deal with them. And there will be days when it can get hard. There will be conflicts. There will be obstacles, but with this purpose in mind, why you are doing this job, why you originally wanted to have exactly this position, and also where you see yourself in 1 year, in 2 years, and in 5 years. With all that in mind, I am sure that you can easily stay motivated and enjoy this journey step by step. And for empowering you in your journey with all these different steps, I have now a little teaser for you, because besides my Spotlight Yourself coaching program, I have also decided to offer single coaching sessions over 1.5 hours for your concrete topics or issues. If you feel that all you need is a little push in the right direction towards your professional success. So I have identified 6 typical topics where I know that many people in my network, of my friends, but also myself in the past have struggled with it. but where you can easily apply tools or tricks to turn such an issue into a successful event. And therefore, I would like to offer you the possibility of a single coaching session with me to solve your issue with the help of my own experiences and tools that I have used and that I have learned from my own mentors and coaches. And these topics are how to boost your cover letter, so how to write a job application that presents your personality and skills in the best possible light so that you get invited for a job interview. Then how to master this job interview, so how do you become the most likable and most attractive version of yourself by knowing also tricks of body language and how to be prepared for tricky questions the recruiters might ask. Then another topic, how can you push your self-confidence? So if you want to learn quick and easy tricks, how to trust and value yourself more and feel better immediately. Then another topic where I have also experience with is how to handle a difficult colleague. So how you can learn to easily solve conflicts in a way that make all participants feel well. Then I would like to show you how you can rock your next presentation at work. So how you can be best prepared for your next important presentation or an important meeting where you really want to blow away your audience. And last but not least, how can you find your professional mission? So how do you find out what you really want in your professional life and how you can develop a clear plan how to realize your targets? So if you recognize yourself in one of these topics and notice, yes, this is exactly where you have a problem at the moment and you would like to have additional support, please check out my website michaela-kettner.coach and you can find all these six topics with a description under single sessions and then also the way how to contact me. You can find a link in the show notes. And if you're interested in such a single coaching session, just contact me via my website, via Instagram, or via LinkedIn. And I will then get back to you to schedule first a free consultation where I want to get to know you and I want to see who you are and what your status is, where you want to be in your career, and if we fit together personally. So then we can also check how I can help you and what I can offer you and what offer would suit you best. And with this, we can also agree when this single coaching session should take place. So I would be really happy to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have found some new inspirations and feel now a little bit more empowered to get more visible and to speak up for your interests in your everyday life and especially at work. And if you live in Finland and if you want to really spotlight yourself during your job search or to boost your career, if you want to improve your self-confidence and make other people really listening to you, then I would like to invite you to work together with me in a personal 101 coaching, because I would like to help you to identify your strengths and your targets for your career, to find out how you can present yourself in the best possible way and how you can become a true enrichment for every Finnish company. And if you currently have a specific challenge that you are applying for a new job or you have to give an important presentation at work, then I have some special nuggets for you how you can master this. So if that sounds interesting for you, please have a look on my Spotlight Yourself coaching and mentoring program. You can find that on my website michaela-kettner.coach, or you can also contact me on Instagram michaela.kettner.fi or via LinkedIn. And no worries if you find it now challenging to spell my German name. You can find all my contact details in the show notes of this podcast. So I would be really happy to connect with you, also to hear some feedback from you to this podcast and to this episode. I wish you a nice rest of the day. Get visible and stay tuned. Bye bye.